in order to convey to mankind such knowledge which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in His justice and love, I have written the work in the light of truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of His will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrishin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on the work In the Light of Truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrishin. It explains the will of God, which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion, and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed-for height, which is paradise. It is addressed to earnest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. The author of the Grail Message says, and I quote, "The Great Comet. For years now, knowing ones have been speaking of the coming of this especially significant star. The number of those who await it is continually increasing, and the indications become more and more definite, so much so that, in fact, it is to be expected soon. But what it really signifies, what it brings, whence it comes, has not yet been rightly explained. It is thought that it brings upheavals of an incisive nature, but this star portends more. It can be called the Star of Bethlehem, because it is of exactly the same nature as that was. Its power sucks the waters up high, brings weather catastrophes, and still more. When encircled by its rays, the earth quakes. Since the event in Bethlehem, there has been nothing like it. Like the Star of Bethlehem, this star has also detached itself from the eternal realm of primordial spirit at such a time as to take effect on this earth exactly when the years of spiritual enlightenment are to come to all mankind. The star takes its course in a straight line from the eternal realm to this part of the universe. Its core is filled with high spiritual power. It envelopes itself in material substance and will thereby also become visible to men on earth. Unerringly and unswervingly, the comet pursues its course and will appear on the scene at the right hour, as already ordained thousands of years ago. The first direct effects have already begun in recent years. For anyone who wishes neither to see nor to hear this, and who does not realize how ridiculous it is still to maintain that all the extraordinary things which have already happened are of everyday occurrence. There is naturally no help. He either wishes to act like an ostrich out of fear, or he is burdened with an extremely limited understanding. Both types must be allowed to go serenely on their way. One can only smile at their easily refutable assertions. But the knowing ones could also be told where the first powerful rays are striking. However, since the rays are gradually also encompassing the whole earth, there is no use in being more explicit. It will take years to come to this point, and years before the comet again releases the earth from its influence. And then the earth is purified and refreshed in every respect for the blessing and joy of its inhabitants. It will be more beautiful than it has ever been. Therefore, every believer shall look forward to the future with tranquil confidence and not be alarmed at anything that may happen in the coming years. If he can look up with confidence to God, no harm will come to him. End of quote. Just listening to a reading from the Grail message. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work in the light of truth, the Grail message. Copies of the Grail message can be obtained on Grail Land, Eju Hills, Lagos, Grail Centers, and Grail Information Centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Now we enter the interactive segment of this program. Genuine seekers who wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call are 070-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123 and for your text messages 0803-315-7493 messages. Now let's make some announcement of some Grail centers where copies of the Grail message can be obtained. In Aba, the Grail center is on kilometer 5 New Humahia Road, Ogbo Hill, Aba. In Anambra, Onitsha, Temple Close, Owelebu Layout, Onitsha Enugu Expressway, Onitsha. in Bayelsa, Yenagoa, Grail Information Center, Tombia Amasuma Road by Ziak Hotel, Etegwe. And in Wari, 84 Hospital Road, Ekpan Efurun, Wari. In Benin, Great Acres Ego, Benin. And in Enugu, that's Great Center, Old Airport Road, opposite Ekochin Hospital, Enugu. In the Federal Capital Territory, in Lugbe, Federal Housing Authority, Phase 2, Road 21, House 22, Lugbe, around Babangida Market. And in Madala, the Great Center is on Madala Soleja Road, Madala. And in Nasarawa, the place where people can get copies of the Great Message is at Top Star Nursery and Primary School, Old Karu Road, Maraba, in Nasarawa State. In Kaduna, L7 Kyautan Aske Road, Afaka, Mandu. And in Lagos, Ikorodu 2 Ogunaye Street, off Awolowo Way, Okeota Ono, Ikorodu. In Ikeja, 22 Ajao Road, Ikeja. We'll make some more announcements. Well, let's take some text messages here. Somebody writes. All right, before we take that, there's a call here. And Jonathan is calling from Abuja.
Yes.
Hello, Jonathan.
Yes, sir. Yes. Good evening, Dr. Abola.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. Compliment, sir.
Yeah, same to you.
Yes, sir. Please, sir. I'm Jonathan calling from Abuja.
Okay, go on.
Yes, sir. My question is, I have a question that is, in terms of what the plan is, you see Muhammad bring the pattern of Moses.
You say what?
Moses to Muhammad. And the Christians bring, they say we follow the way that Jesus, but not after Jesus died, we follow the way as a Christian, a follower of Christ. This is very clear as Christianity. As a seeker of truth, the green message. How the terms Abraham advise that we should worship God, just as the Christians and the Muslims do? If you have any preferences,
all right. Now, see, the Almighty Creator, listen, the Almighty Creator has been sending teachers, called ones, prophets, and even sent his son, Jesus Christ, to bring us a message. All those that were sent to bring mankind the knowledge of the truth. And these messengers, prophets, they came, they delivered their messages, and they left. These messages are supposed to be incorporated in a practical manner into our way of life. They were supposed to be like a step ladder that will lead in a step ladder fashion to the whole truth. Unfortunately, when the messengers come or the prophets come, they will bring the message, but when they depart, their followers usually distort these messages. And that is the reason why today the messages are not the same, even though they came from the same source. Now, the great message has come to make all that is wrong, put all the wrong signposts onto the right path. However, this great message is addressed only to those who are genuinely seeking. So if you are a genuine seeker, examine it and then follow it. All right, Joshua is calling from Mowi. Hello, Joshua.
Hello, doctor.
Good day.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my question is this.
Yes.
What is temptation? Secondly, does God allow temptation?
Temptation is what is brought before you in a deceitful manner to tell you that it is the right thing to do. But it is you who must now recognize it. Lucifer was sent to help mankind, but instead of helping mankind, he brought temptation. That is, he brought the principle of temptation. And that principle says that anyone who falls to this temptation, this falsehood, it is the wish of Lucifer that they should be destroyed in their weaknesses. But anyone who is able to overcome the temptation, such a person becomes strong, such a person can go. But this principle lacks love, and that was why Lucifer himself fell. So the Almighty did not send Lucifer to come and tempt mankind. Lucifer himself knew the law. He can never force anyone to obey his temptation. He can only dangle the temptation before man. But man must make a personal decision to fall to that temptation. And therein lies the responsibility of man. Because man, as a human spirit, has the ability to make a free decision. And once he makes that free decision, he is bound to the consequences. So, temptation is alien to the will of the Almighty Creator. It was Lucifer who introduced while working in the world of matter to help mankind develop their intellect. It is not the Almighty that asked him to bring temptation into the world, but he, out of his own will, brought it into the world, and that was why he himself fell. Okay, a question here. Why did God instruct Adam not to eat the fruit of knowledge and evil? Yes, this particular question is also related to just what we have just discussed now. Lucifer was sent to come and help man develop his intellect. The intellect is the ability to understand what is material. It was to help man develop that intellect in such a way that man will learn to use the material and help to develop himself. But God already instructed man Adam not to eat from the fruit of knowledge. That is, he should not overdevelop his intellect. You see, the physical body that we have, which is a tool in the hand of the spirit, has two parts in a brain. The frontal brain, which is for intellectual understanding, and the back brain, which is for spiritual recognition. If man overdevelops the intellect, he will not be able to understand that which is spiritual. And with that, he will cut himself off from paradise, his spiritual home. That was why the Almighty instructed, or the divine ordinance, the people knew, but they instead preferred to fall to the temptations of Lucifer. All right, Daniel is calling from Abuja. Hello, Daniel.
Yeah, good evening, doctor.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. I have a question, sir.
Please go on.
All right. Now, it's not something like this. I want to know the first prophet when God sent to earth and the last prophet that God sent to earth. And the number two question go like this. In those days, I did not hear of prophecy, pastors, churches, performing miracles. I did not hear it before. Why is it happening now?
All right.
That's my question, sir.
Yes. When men were developing from the spiritual infancy, at that time, in the early days, long, long before the well-known glacial ages, created ones, these are highly spiritual persons who come from the realm of the spiritual, were sent to the developing human tribes here and there. Their duty was to prefer the next step in the development of man. They brought messages, they brought enlightenment. Those were the turning points there. Then later came the prophets and also the messengers. But the last prophet was Prophet Muhammad, who was sent to the people of Arabia. So human beings have been guided faithfully by the Almighty Creator from the earliest beginning. And if man had followed this guidance, then by now we should have developed a spiritual maturity that at this time of the judgment there will be joy on earth today. But because we disobeyed, we instead developed the intellect more than we supposed to and neglected our spiritual recognition. And that is why today many cannot even understand that which is spiritual anymore. And so today, because people are so intellectually overdeveloped and majority lack spiritual understanding, that is why you can have the priests, who are in most cases the spiritual highwaymen, who will lead people and tell them what is not, even though they may be on the first stretch of the right road, but they deceive the people. And unfortunately, the people themselves are indolent in spirit. They cannot recognize this as falsehood. But instead, people go about looking for miracles and so on. Now, come is directed to those who still have a yearning to be true human beings, those who want to be as the Almighty wanted them to be. The message, that is the great message, is not addressed to those who are religious fanatics. It is not addressed to those who are irresponsible enthusiasts. It is not addressed to those who are malevolent, but it is addressed only to those who are genuinely seeking for the truth. Kelechi is calling from Abuja. Hello, Kelechi.
Good evening. I listened to the message.
All right.
That is first, but I don't have only one question.
Okay.
Now, you said that the many prophets were sent to give the message to correct mankind according to what you have said.
Yes.
Now, my question is this. If the great message is not a religion, then how should you have believed?
If the great message is not a religion, how do you do what? How do you fund it? How do you absorb it? The message, the great message is addressed to the spirit of man. It is not an intellectual work. It is addressed to the intuition. So it is only those who still have their intuition active, those who are still spiritually alert, that can recognize the value of the great message. Being a spiritual work, it is only a spirit that is still active that can absorb it. And so those who are yearning to be true human beings, those who are seeking for spiritual knowledge, those who are genuinely seeking, as opposed to those who are or who imagine that they already know and yet they do not know. So when a man hears the great message, if he still has a spark of truth within him, which has not yet been buried through evil or through vanity and propensities, he must recognize it. Because when we left paradise a long time ago, each and everyone was given a talent, a gift, and that was the spark of truth that is embedded into every human spirit germ, so that whenever he comes across the truth, he must recognize it, unless he has buried it. That is why we are warned not to bury our talents. The talents here refers to the truth, the spark of truth given to us when we left our home. Barrister Dan is calling from Uganda.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you are on.
Barrister Dan calling from Uganda.
Okay. Go on, please.
My question is that Barrister Dan calling from Uganda. My question is it really a sin for a young man and a woman who are not married to get in sexual relationship?
All right. When you talk about sexual relationship, the essential thing which the laws of creation recognizes is there true love between these two people who are engaging in sexual intercourse? If there is genuine love between them, then before the laws, it is all right. But if there is no love between them, even though they may be in a wedlock or they are married, then they have sinned against the law. The only condition for a man and a woman to have such a relation, a sexual relationship, is true and genuine love. That alone is what counts before the Almighty Creator. All right, we have some more text messages here. Somebody asked, how can someone recognize his helper? Now, the helper is a spiritual helper. Everyone that is on earth today is endowed or has a helper who is beside him. This helper himself was once a human being on earth who has gone through the same experiences that the one is permitted to help is going through now, and who, as a result of the experiences he has gained, has become more knowledgeable in such matters. That is why he can be a helper and is always standing beside the one is permitted to help, or the one is mercifully granted to help. Now, to recognize him, it is only through the intuition. It forms part of that what we call the conscience. When you do something and your conscience is pricking you, that is, you are disturbed by it, it is also part of it. But you have to really go deep within you, listen inwardly to your inner voice, to be able to recognize what the helper is saying. It is through the activity of the intuition that the helper himself will come to the recognition that this one is permitted to help, is in need of help. Because at that moment, the thread connecting the helper to the one he's supposed to help will become taut. Then we know that, yes, this, my protege, needs help. And it will support you in your effort, but it can never turn you. It can only support you. It must leave you to make your own decision. Shonekon is calling from Ikotun. Hello, Shonekon.
Hello, doctor.
Good day.
Thank you. I'm very grateful and God bless you.
Thank you.
Considering, can I go on?
Go on, please.
Huh?
Go on.
Thank you, sir. Considering the attitude and the character of a human being in this part of the world, are we from the paradise or from the hell? Because looking at it, judging from the activity of the people from the top to the down, you discover that we seem to be from the hell.
All right.
How can we know where we are coming from? Are we from the earth or from the paradise?
All of us, all human beings, started their journey as a spirit seed in paradise. All. And the qualities of this spirit seed are good qualities. But it is only when man enters into the material world that he now immerses himself. When he's turned against the will of God, he now immerses himself in sin. And so, the inner quality is still good spirit, but overlaid by evil. It is only in the material world that man can sin. And yet, no matter the depth of the sin, it is still possible to wash the spirit clean of evil if the person uses the word of God as his guidance. Now, talking about this part of the world, it is not just this part of the world, it is the whole world. Indeed, more than half of those who are here on earth do not belong here, because due to the evil being perpetrated on earth, we have created a bridge to those souls, inferior souls, who are living in the dark plains of the ethereal world. Through the way we are living on earth, we are now attracting them upward, souls that are not yet ripe to live on this earth. And so today, more than half are here, joyfully populating the earth and acting as rabble-rousers, and then disturbing the peace. Of course, in the judgment, all such souls will be swept away to those regions where they belong. Stanley is calling from Songu. Oh, the line went off. Okay. Stanley can call back. The telephone numbers to call: 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. And so, back to that question, how can someone recognize his helper? It is through the intuition. When a man is seriously faced with a certain problem and he goes inside within himself, he listens inwardly, through the activity of his intuition, the thread connecting him to his helper becomes taut, tight. That's when the helper will also notice that the one is permitted to help is in need. Then it will support you in your prayer, it will support you to strengthen you, can make suggestions, and these suggestions usually appear if you, for example, in your dreams, somebody solution to your difficult problem appear to you, and so on. But it can only support, it can never force you to do what you must do. Since the human spirit has a free will, it must also allow you to make your own free decision. Unfortunately, most times we don't listen, and all the more we run into trouble, and then we start to lament. But when we learn to know of the spiritual processes in this creation, which the great message has brought to mankind, then we will stand bright and alight in this creation. We'll become happy, and then through it, we can also help our fellow human beings. Alright, another text message is here. Somebody wants to know the address of the Grace Circle at Lugbe. We have announced that. Go to Federal Housing Authority, Phase 2, Row 21, House 22, Lugbe. Another question: why are petitions delayed, especially when we are in dire need and we are trying to live right? Now, when you talk about petitions, many of us do not know how prayers come to be, what happens to them, and what are the consequences. We don't even know how to pray. Many imagine that the prayer is words, and so somebody will say, come for vigil, and they will pray for hours, 7 hours, 12 hours, but they are wasting their time. Such prayers are not, they are devoid of intuitive perception. It is not the long number of hours that you pray. Even if you pray for only a fraction of a second and it comes from deep within your heart, it has more value than praying for hours, talking and talking and talking, which does not penetrate to your soul.
Hello.
All right. Kelvin is calling from Abuja.
Hello.
Hello, Kelvin. Hello, Kelvin, you're on.
Uh-huh. Thank you, sir.
Good. Go on.
I say, why sometimes when we sleep, have a dream,
through that dream, when you wake up in the morning, you remember some, forget some. And secondly, that's Jesus. Are you with me?
Yes, go on.
Hello?
Go on.
Okay. Like many churches that I go around looking at them, they draw some symbols on top of the signboards and written the name of the church. I don't understand what really means those symbols.
Symbols.
Like the people like to draw one cross and a picture of the church. Like living faith, they draw one cycle, wrapping up with some red, something like in case of fire, like some mountain of fire and others. I don't know the really meaning why it is that.
All right. As for those symbols, you should go and ask them what is the meaning of what they put on their signboard. But what you should know is this. If you are truly seeking, then take a copy of the Great Message and enlighten yourself. As to your first question, when we dream, when we sleep and we dream. Yes, the genuine dreams are those dreams that we have where there is communication between the participants in the dream, but there is no word of exchange, no words or sentences spoken. The frontal brain is what produces sentences and words. And that is what is supposed to be addressed when we are sleeping. Unfortunately, most times it is not sleeping. Whereas the back brain is the dream brain. It is also that brain through which we recollect the dream. It is the memory, the seat of. So, but for most human beings, this back brain is so stunted in growth, and there is no communication between the back brain and the frontal brain. So distorted. So that is why. Well, examine the grimace and writing yourself. Nathaniel is calling from Abuja. Hello, Nathaniel. All right. Sorry, the line went off. Nathaniel should try and call again. So back to that question on petitions, why they are delayed. Sometimes it is only what is of benefit, spiritual benefit to man, that will be given to him. It is not what he wants or what he's asking for in the moment. If in the wisdom of the light, it is known that what that which you are asking for will not be of spiritual benefit to you, it will not be given to you. That is provided the prayer itself is genuine, you have prayed properly, and then you ask. Another thing is that many people just pray concerning things on things that do not really concern them. Remember what our Lord Jesus Christ said: a child will not go to his father asking for seven things at the same time. He will only ask for that which truly troubles him. And that is also how we should approach our Creator. Ask only that which really worries you at that moment. Not asking for things that do not bother you, because such things cannot come from deep within your heart.
Hello?
Hello? Patrick is calling from Abuja. Hello, Patrick.
Hello?
Hello, you are on, Patrick.
Yes. Is it possible for somebody to die and come to reincarnate again?
Yes, you can.
And also, is it possible for somebody to die and appear in another place again?
No, that is not possible. Although you can be seen in another place. For example, you can be seen in another place. If somebody dies now, he may appear in another place, but he can be seen. But those who are seeing him are not seeing him with their physical eyes. They are seeing him with their inner eyes. So it's possible that two persons can be standing side by side, and the departed appears to them. But it's only the one whose inner eyes are open that will see the departed. And if later he does not see him again, it doesn't mean that the departed one has disappeared. It only means that his own eyes, inner eyes, have been closed, so he cannot see anymore. So it is possible for the departed to be seen. But it's not that he will now start go and living to be living there and having family and so on, as people say. That is not possible. right? Ogun Ogunride is calling from Abuja. Yes, you are on.
Yes.
Go on, please.
Yes, I want to ask a question, please, sir.
Please go on.
Yeah, well, normally see this picture, they say it was photograph. Are they correct?
Alright, the pictures of Jesus seen today is just a pictorial representation of what people just put up to say this is Jesus. Of course not, it's not correct. But that's not the issue here. The issue is just to have a symbol, something you can focus on. But more important is the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, what he brought to mankind. He brought the word of truth. He brought the word of salvation. He did not come to be killed or murdered on a cross. His coming was the hand of love that the Almighty Creator extended to mankind who are in dire need. He came for the sake of the who are seeking for spiritual enlightenment. But unfortunately, this hand of love that was extended to mankind, evil humanity thrust nails into those hands. Out of evil, out of envy, out of hatred. And the one that came out of love from out of the Almighty Creator was now crucified, murdered on the cross. This is a dastardly murder committed by mankind. Yet today, this same humanity have turned around to turn this same murder to say that Jesus Christ came purposely to come and die and take away our sins. If you are taking away our sins, why are the sins still here? Why is there still evil? But men do not want to think. People only want the ones bad that they have done, that somebody else should take it away. But the good ones they have done, nobody should touch that one. And yet, this same humanity who say that Jesus Christ has come, innocent Jesus, came and then died, has taken away their sins. If the same, even in man's juridical system, something like that does not happen. Can anybody imagine an earthly judge to punish a completely innocent person in place of a murderer and consider that judge to be a good judge? Everybody will cry foul and say, no, how can he come and convict somebody who is innocent and then allow the culprit to go scot-free? And yet, this same humanity expecting the same from the Almighty Creator. We should think about these matters. However, it is only those who still have some inner yearnings within, inner stirrings, that can recognize this as not correct. Because Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, came purposely to show us the way. The Almighty God is love. Is also justice. Love and justice are one. Therefore, all those who think in such a fashion are blasphemers, and of course they will also have their own judgment. All right, more text messages here. What makes one repeat on a particular sin often, even when he prays to avoid such, he sees sins again? Well, these are the weaknesses. You see, the weaknesses we carry, all of us, are the reasons why we continue to sin. So our duty is to recognize these weaknesses. Once we recognize the weaknesses, then we have done 50% of the battle. We have won 50% of the battle. The rest is to now overcome them. And to be able to recognize these weaknesses, our Lord Jesus Christ has told us how. When it said, "Thou beholdest the mote in thy brother's eyes, and consider not the beam in thy own eyes." In other words, the beam is a much evil weakness than the mote, which is just a very tiny fraction. So what it means is that when you are very, very annoyed and you feel so disturbed by the weakness you notice in your fellow human being, to the extent that you criticize so bitterly, then note that that same weakness you are criticizing in another person, you have it to a far greater extent within you. So that is how we can start to recognize our own weaknesses too. And you should also be grateful when somebody points it out to you, so that through that way, we recognize the weaknesses and we now strive to overcome them. All right, we have some more text messages here. Please talk about vengeance. Is it allowed? Also about divorce. Well, you know that the Lord said, "Vengeance is mine, I will recompense." So you don't need to go about carrying out vengeance. It's wrong. Because when you do that, you are also going against the law. Blitz is calling from Port Harcourt. Hello, Blitz.
Hello?
Yes, you are on.
Yes, sir. I want to ask a question.
Go on, please.
Eh?
Go on.
Okay. So I want to ask either if a person died now, that my father died now, either that my father can come and born for one of us again, or that one of my sister, one of my brother again, or even me.
Well, this is the usual belief, but it doesn't work out that way. Now, the father that died has gone. When a person dies, he will usually go to that period, that region in the beyond where he belongs. And then there are so many, in fact, uncountable number of souls waiting in the beyond, waiting for opportunity to incarnate. And as soon as the opportunity arises, then such a soul will attach himself to the place where the opportunity has arisen. But not necessarily the father that just died or the grandfather and so on. Yes. All right, Joseph is calling from Ilorin. And is there any place like, is there any, that is question. Yes, there is destiny, but destiny is nothing more than the law of sowing and reaping. What you sow is what you reap. It's not that there is one power somewhere that now dictates how man's life should be. No. What the supreme power does is to create the law. And one of the laws is, what you sow is what you reap. So, somebody will do evil. And this is done, the consequences may come in the same earth life. It may come when he passes into the beyond and lives in the beyond. Or it may come when he reincarnates. Because everything we do is recorded in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. So the destiny is nothing more than the law of sowing and reaping. And you can change it. Yes, you can change your destiny. You can change it. Just start to do what is good. Then the consequences will also be good. All right, Ogunride is back. Abuja.
Yes.
All right, go on. Please, can you lower the volume of your radio set, please?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Now, 10 commandments as a law in the Bible.
Yeah.
Which is just fast and good. Why are we following the human law in this universe?
All right, now commandments are splittings of the Lord. These are help for mankind. Is the reason why we are making our own laws is because of this overdeveloped intellect. This overdeveloped the domination of the intellect. The Almighty has given us the law that we can use to govern our life. But we will use our own intellect to create laws that are not in accordance with the laws of God. For peace to reign on earth, it is very important for us to base our earthly laws on the laws of God in creation. That is the only way. But before we can do that, we must know those laws. There are three basic laws. The Ten Commandments are splitting from these three basic laws. When man has reached a certain level of spiritual maturity and we know these laws and we base our earthly laws on these, then there will be peace. Then there will be progress. Until we do that, there can never be peace. So that is our duty, to know these things and then to act accordingly. All right, the other question on the person who was asking about vengeance is divorce. Yes, if two people living together are no more in true love, it's better they should go their separate ways and divorce. Otherwise, they will only be creating a future life for themselves when they continue to stay together. Man should never live with another that he cannot respect. There must be harmony between the man and the woman. But if there is always fight and scuffles, and then there is no more harmony, then it's better they go their separate ways. Okay, another question here. When shall we be expecting the great comet star? Will it bring changes in the world? Can we not already see the changes? The so-called global warming. The reason for the global warming is not what the scientists are saying. Saying there is a hole in the ozone layer. That's only a small part of it. And thinking that is the activity of man. Of course, it is the activity of man. We have devastated this earth. But more importantly, it is the onward hurtling comet, the radiant star, that is bringing about these weather catastrophes. It is filled with high spiritual power and it sucks up the waters. And it brings about earthquakes. It is this star that is causing this catastrophe. And it is going to be more. It has come to bring a change in the world. Its coming also marks the period of the judgment. In the Revelations we are told about the angels blowing the trumpet. Some people are still expecting to look into the sky and see angels blowing trumpet. No, you won't see angels. The angels blowing trumpet is a spiritual event that has already occurred. The manifestation of the angel blowing trumpet is what we are seeing now in the changes in weather. Either it is earthquakes or floods or the various weather changes and so on. Not only but also in the lives of men, in economics, in politics, everything that is wrong, that is not based on that which is right, must collapse because all of us stand in the world judgment. Okay, let us remind our listeners that the copies of the Great Message can be obtained on Greenland, Iju Hills, Lagos, grace centers and also grave information centers. And then for those who may still wish to interact with us after this program, our website is www.truthofliferadio.com, email info@truthofliferadio.com, telephone numbers 0705-298-0298 or 003-315-7493. With my words, I lead to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have framed it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of Abel Shin, author of The Great Message. And that's it tonight. Until we meet next week, next year, I'm Dr. Tunde Agboola, wishing you a prosperous new year. Until we meet next year. Good night.